There has been some good news, better than expected, from the domestic auto industry this week. Yesterday, Chrysler reported its best third quarter ever, with profits of $680 million. And today, General Motors said its quarterly earnings were nearly $1.3 billion, almost double GM's profits from the same period of last year. But the news is not all good for GM. A strike by the Canadian Auto Workers Union is now nearly 2 weeks old, with no end in sight. And that walkout in Canada has led the automaker to lay off more than 10,000 workers at GM plants in the U.S. and Mexico. NPR's Don Gagne reports from Detroit.
Quarterly profits from both General Motors and Chrysler came in well above what analysts had been predicting. Ford will release its financial report tomorrow. GM's improved performance came despite the fact that the company sold fewer cars and trucks in the U.S. than it did in the same period of last year. Company officials say the big increase in earnings is a result of continued cost-cutting and productivity improvements. Auto analyst Marianne Keller of Furman Sells pointed to GM's international business as one important area of success.
Business in their overseas operations was certainly one of the stellar performers for GM. GM's European and Latin American business has been a consistent bright spot for the company, and it was so again this quarter.
There was also good news in GM's core North American car and truck business, which earlier this decade was reporting billion-dollar losses. During the third quarter of last year, GM still lost more than $90 million in that segment. But today, the company said its quarterly profits in North America topped $500 million. Analysts do say, though, that when you look at profits per vehicle, GM still lags way behind Chrysler and Ford. So they say more cost-cutting is necessary at GM. One way General Motors says it will slash costs is by spinning off production of some components to outside suppliers. It's a practice known as outsourcing. It is that very issue that prompted 26,000 Canadian auto workers to go on strike over the past 2 weeks, shutting down the automaker's entire Canadian operations. The Canadian union is hoping to prevent GM from selling two plants and eliminating 5,500 Canadian jobs. Buzz Hargrove, the CAW president, reacted this way to the GM earnings report.
Certainly it stiffens the resolve of our membership. It strengthens our resolve as a bargaining committee that the argument that somehow that they announce these kind of profits, while at the same time they tell us that they have to get rid of our plants because they're a drain on profitability, and it just doesn't add up. There's no logic to what they're doing here.
But analyst Marianne Keller counters that GM does need to make cuts, adding that the fact that a company is profitable today doesn't guarantee that it will be making money a year from now. The CAW is pushing GM in Canada to promise that it won't outsource any more work to lower-cost non-union suppliers. But Keller says that's a demand GM can't accept.
If General Motors is a high-cost producer as it has been, I guarantee you that its market share will continue to fall and there will be job loss no matter how much protection is written in the words of a contract.
CAW President Hargrove disagrees. He adds that there has been no meeting with GM negotiators today and that talks are going nowhere at this point. The Canadian strike has resulted in production cutbacks at U.S. factories, but analysts say GM stockpiled parts in anticipation of a strike and may not have to shut down its most important factories, those building hot-selling trucks, for a couple of more weeks. Meanwhile, the Canadian labor dispute appears to have slowed talks between GM and the United Auto Workers Union in Detroit. The UAW represents more than 200,000 U.S.-based GM workers and had reportedly been close to a settlement with GM. But labor experts say GM can't focus on the U.S. with an ongoing strike in Canada, and that the UAW negotiators want to support their Canadian counterparts. This is Don Gagne in Detroit.